I'd like to take this time to welcome all of you, Darrow campus students, our online students. This is Living in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we're so thankful. You say we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praise. We're so thankful for Jesus Christ, all that he is, all that he have accomplished on our behalf. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, who is our true teacher. And certainly we're thankful for our apostle, the founder of this school. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life and how that he's impacting lives around the world with the word of God. So we ask that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us tonight, bring us deeper into the things of God. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. And we all say amen. We have been teaching out of chapter 4 in your books. Want you to continue to read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. All right. We'll go over some things we went over last week. Now, y'all know that exams, next week will be in Prosperity Revival, yes, right? Yes. So that means you don't take off next week. Right? Yeah, no. Next week, I didn't say next Monday, Tuesday. Next week is Prosperity Revival. If you are going to pursue the things of God, you don't have time to take off.
That's right.
All right, so rearrange your schedule. You do not want to miss next week. Amen. You would want to be under the Apostle of Finances, Amen, who made an announcement at the beginning of the year that this was it. All right, so we got 8 weeks left. And if you ever learn anything about God, God speaks the end from the beginning. So you need to understand that by the end of this year, whatever God must do in your life, yes, to bring to pass what he spoke to his holy apostle, he'll do it. But you got to mix some faith with it. Don't be looking at your job. This can't happen by job. It happened by seed. That's why you have to sow in this school of ministry. All right? So next week is Prosperity. Then I think your exams is around the 16th through the 23rd, if my memory serves me correct. All right. And this will be the last material that will be on the exam. Okay. Which we'll talk about the four realms of prophecy. All right. The four realms of prophecy by way of rehearsal. It says scriptures, this on page 31, clearly indicates that there are various realms of the prophetic flow. There are different degrees of anointings which operate in each of these prophetic levels. Now, we need to have a what? Clear understanding of the various levels of the prophetic flow and how they function in order to what? Be able to distinguish and develop each level, bringing it to maturity and what? Effectiveness. Okay, so now these are the four realms of prophecy, the four realms. Now, remember why we're putting the emphasis on prophecy, because the church has always emphasized speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. I thank God that we can be filled with the Spirit, but there's another level. There's another realm. You know, I came out of a church. Once you received the baptism and the Holy Ghost, you done hung the moon and the stars. It was over. Once you say you got filled, that was it. The only time you ever prayed in tongues or did anything was when you were in a church service and the prophetic flow was on.
Yes.
Okay? But we're going deeper than that. All right? So there are the four realms of the prophetic flow, or the four realms of prophecy. Number one, we said, is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy, which is the mantle. This speaks of when the Holy Spirit comes upon. It speaks of when you remember under the Old Testament they prophesied. The Bible is a book of prophecy. The whole Bible. Because the Bible says holy men of God spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Amen.
See, without the Holy Ghost, you can't prophesy.
Amen.
You understand? That's the simplest. All right, so there's the spirit of prophecy. And then there's the gift of prophecy. That's the resident gift. That talks about this. This is in every believer, watch this, who is filled with the Holy Ghost. He not only will come upon you, but when you are filled with the indwelling presence, he's in you. All you need do, you, no, not the prophet, you. All you need do to prophesy is to stir up the gift that's in you. We're going to get rid of the fear, get rid of the intimidation. When you come into a service, you got something to offer. As a matter of fact, just to give you a slight testimony of how this works, we pray every morning at 6 o'clock. A young lady who's watching online tonight in all of the classes, she's been in church for many years. She is our head intercessor.
Amen.
You ready? And she's one of Apostle Thompson's intercessors for LTMA.
Amen.
She was selected by the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
And he said she was the one, and I knew she was the one. Well, she never prophesied before. 6 o'clock in the morning, we pray, and she watched this class where I said, follow after charity, but I rather that you desire what? Spiritual gifts. But then you must also what? Desire to what? Prophesy. So she told the Lord she wanted to prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Next morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, she up there praying. And so she must have called herself, she going to turn it over to me, you know. Say, I'm going to turn it over, all right. I just kept praying because I knew the Holy Spirit was upon her. And she kept getting farther out. And I knew she was supposed to prophesy, but she wouldn't. She kept going. She kept going. She kept trying to bring me the mic. I turned. I say, I'm talking to God. You keep praying. See, sometimes when the spirit of prophecy come upon you, got all this stuff be in your head. You know what people going to think, what you're going to say. So I didn't say nothing. And when she wouldn't go all the way through with it, okay, I took the mic. So I went like everything was over, and I looked at her. I say, so you think it's finished, right? I say, no. You were supposed to prophesy because the spirit of prophecy had come upon you. Now you need to get rid of that fear. Now watch this. Because she's filled with the Holy Spirit,
yes,
all she needed to do to prophesy was to store up the gift.
Yes.
So we start praying in tongues a little bit more. Now I gave her the mic and she prophesied just like that. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Now watch this. But I told you, not only did she prophesy, there were four or five others in there. And he was coming up on each of them, just like I told you. See, when the spirit of prophecy is in a, you could be in prayer. Now y'all got to understand, you don't turn every prayer meeting into a prophesying club. Because you got to have somebody there who's a governmental gift to keep stuff in check. That's why them intercessory prayer groups go AWOL.
Amen.
Well, now y'all quiet.
Amen.
You might have been the head intercessor, but you don't get ahead of God.
That's right.
Head intercessor don't control the preacher.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Anyway, that's how it worked. And they all prophesied, and there were others. See, once it starts flowing, it could come on you, it'll start rolling. But in the service, you have to recognize when he comes upon.
Yes.
Are you listening? The resident gift means you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the indwelling presence of the Spirit, and you can do what Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift.
Yes.
Stir up the gift. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Stir it up. Stir him up.
Yes.
Start desiring to prophesy. What you go to church for? Why don't you go to add something?
Amen.
You got it?
Yes. Yes,
okay. So that's the resident gift. Then there's the ministry of the prophet. That's man in function. That's a whole nother realm. Because there are many people who call themselves prophets, but just because you prophesy, that don't mean you're a prophet. This is a calling. And we'll get to that a little bit later. Then we have what is the basis for the other three. The basis for judging the other three.
All right,
you got it? It's called the prophecy of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Scripture means that which is what? Written. Right? That's what the Bible say. That's what Scripture means. That which is written. Jesus say, search the Scripture. St. John 5:39, for in them you think you have what? Eternal life. But they, the scripture, are those which testify of me. But you won't come to me. See, you can't bypass Jesus through the scripture. Remember in Revelation, we say the spirit of prophecy is the what? Testimony of Jesus Christ. So all of the scripture pointing you to him. Amen. You got it?
Yes, sir.
So everything when it comes to prophesying, it must be judged in light of what the scriptures teach. Mm-hmm. That's called canon of scripture. There's no more being added to the word of God. You understand that?
Yes,
there's no more books being added. We judge everything in ministry by the word of God. All right? So let's go through real quickly the spirit of prophecy. This is the realm of the prophetic unction. It's mentioned in Revelation 19 and 10, and it talks about what? The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of what? Jesus Christ. Now we say when the Holy Spirit is present, it said the presence of Jesus charges up the meeting, charges up the atmosphere. When that prophetic flow comes, it talks about the environment becomes conducive for worship and a great liberty is felt. Different degrees of anointing operate in each of these prophetic levels. We need to have a clear understanding of the various levels of the prophetic flow and how they function in order to be able to distinguish and develop each level and bring it to maturity and effectiveness. Okay, the spirit of prophecy is the Holy Spirit's mantle of the prophetic flow and anointing given during times of worship and prophetic activation, causing the believer to be an instrument for prophecy. Now, this is during worship. You can become an instrument for prophecy. Many of you be in service. As a matter of fact, especially when you're up under someone that carries the mantle of an Apostle Thompson, because the revelation knowledge he begins to break forth begins to energize your spirit. It opens you up, causes you to want to say something. Any preacher who, anybody who's sitting in his class and come up and preach behind him, you just draft an offer what you just got. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? Huh? That you don't have to act like you're doing nothing. You don't have to perform for nobody. You can tell them, I have the spirit of my Father upon me. I could minister with ease because I carry his mantle. The Bible says concerning the apostles, they were ignorant and unlearned men. Mm-hmm. But what the people couldn't deny, they say they took note that they've been with Jesus.
Yes.
That means something was on them, huh? That the people, an anointing was resident upon them. That indicated they had been with Jesus. Well, if you hang out with Apostle Thompson, there ought to be a resident anointing that comes upon you where people can say, I know who your daddy is. I know what camp, they want to call it a camp, call it a camp. I know what camp you came out of. I ain't ashamed of my camp. I just thought you should know. I just thought you should know. All right. Now, it says, those who do not have the gift of prophecy and also those who are not prophets, that is, you know, man in function or the ministry of the prophet, they cannot prophesy unless this prophetic mantle comes upon them. Now, do y'all understand what that means? Y'all remember we went under the Old Testament where God took of Moses' spirit and put upon those men and they began to prophesy?
Yes.
Didn't I tell you Moses was a prophet?
Yes.
And whenever you're in the presence of a prophet, which is a governmental gift, they have the ability to activate and cause the atmosphere to become conducive to you prophesying.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
We talked about Samuel. Remember, Saul was sending those men to Samuel, companies of men. And when they go into the presence of Samuel, what happened? They begin to prophesy. Finally, Samuel sent enough of them to say, shucks, hell, I'm going to go find out for myself. Then Saul, who was later anointed king, y'all remember that, huh? Huh? He went to find his daddy donkeys, huh? And ran into the prophet, and the prophet said, well, I know you went to find your daddy donkeys, but I'm the prophet. You going to be king. Don't play with this. You don't want to be doing nothing unless you have some backup. It's good to have somebody for you go call yourself a prophet. Somebody watch and prove your gift. Somebody not only watch and prove your gift, somebody there to develop your gift. We got a lot of people out here calling themselves nothing, but they ain't never been proven to nobody. All right. I'm an apostle of what? That's the reality. All right. So it says, when the Holy Spirit anointing increases in a service, all can learn to prophesy. What I said, one by one. When the Holy Spirit's anointing, that's what happened in prayer. Now, y'all know in prayer, 6 o'clock in the morning, you don't start off in the spirit.
No, sir.
Yeah, you trying to get your cobwebs out.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all thinking about what breakfast you're going to eat. But what happens is once you enter in, come on now. See, in corporate prayer, listen to me. In corporate prayer, you don't zone out.
That's right.
This ain't about you. In corporate prayer, you're looking for the corporate. So you follow. Link in to the one leading prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus. You're not that. It's a corporate. There's corporate prayer and there's individual prayer. In corporate prayer, it's corporate. It's praying as one man.
Let me go.
And so when you lock into the corporate, then that prophetic flow enters in and it can start coming up on everybody one by one. And you will be surprised if you take about 10 people and have them say what God said, interpreting what God said, it will bless your socks off.
Yes.
For example, it's already done.
Yes.
This already taken care of. Your whole life, everything concerning you is already done.
Yes.
It's complete. You are complete in him.
Yes,
you ain't trying to be. You are complete. You're not trying to become Christ. You are Christ. Okay. Let's keep going here. It says, when the Holy Spirit's anointing increases in a service, all can learn to prophesy one by one. Whenever there is an intense flow of praise and worship, or when the prophetic ministry is in function, the spirit of the prophecy, or the spirit of prophecy, comes upon the congregation. Comes upon the
congregation.
Say it, comes upon the
congregation.
So it comes upon everybody.
Amen.
Okay, and we gave you Numbers 11, 24 through 30, and you also had Samuel, 1 Samuel 19 through 24. You go ahead on and read those. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, when the prophets function in the local assembly, this is on page 34. When the prophets function in the local assembly, they set the flow of the prophetic unction and revelation for the rest of the believers to walk into. They set the flow. They set the pace. Y'all got it? The flow of revelation knowledge inspires the spirit and the minds of the individual believers, and their spirits begins to bubble up and to gust forth. That's during these times of intense worship. Also, and this is something I know I've experienced personally, and especially when I'm around Apostle Thompson. There's an intense heat that's up on it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go over here. Y'all act like y'all know what I'm talking about. There are times he'll walk by you in the service, feel like some of your hair grew back.
Yes.
Am I right? That's my brother. I can play with him like that. Huh? Yeah. I feel like I have something I missed a bit. Oh, yeah, it came back. No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to joke. Y'all listen to me. There is a rare anointing with this man. He can take a shirt and give to you. As a matter of fact, a man got a hold of one of his suits.
Wow. Come on.
Yeah. Went and purchased it.
Come on.
Came back and said, look, I came to bring you an offering. Because since I got this suit on, money just followed me everywhere I go. Come on, talk to me up in here. See, he's packing.
Yes. Yes.
Now watch this. You in the school, huh?
Yes, sir.
It belonged to you.
Yes, sir.
This ain't about your pastor.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, don't say that, Reverend. Oh, yeah. Lord Jesus. Yes. All right, don't say that, Pastor. Let's keep on going. This external heat causes the spirits to become responsive to God's spoken word. See? Yeah, yeah, that heat will come upon you. I know about it. I say I know about it.
Yes,
I have not only experienced that upon Apostle Thompson, I've been in places.
Yes.
Matter of fact, there was a military young lady who I was giving a performance evaluation. This is when you own your own company, you know, you can do this. I was giving a performance evaluation to her. And the word of the Lord came to me talking about her son who was sick. He had a disease called psoriasis. Is that, which one is the skin?
Psoriasis.
Yeah, yeah, psoriasis, skin, itchy, you know. 17 years old, wouldn't even go outside to play, wouldn't do anything. She in a performance evaluation. God say pray for her. It got so hot up in there, the military woman looked at me and said, oh my God. She said, who cut the heat on? You ready for this? Huh? That intense heat.
Yes, indeed.
She received instructions, went home and laid hands on her son.
Yes.
You ready for this? Military lady.
Come on.
Followed exactly what I told her to do. Went home and laid hands on her son. Saw the next day, you know what she told me, huh? It didn't work. No, 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 no. See that? No, it didn't work. I said, no, 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 no. When the minute you touched him, it worked.
Yes.
But see, God don't work like you think.
Yes.
See? See, God knew he had a doctor's appointment Saturday morning.
Come on.
So when she showed back the next day, of course the enemy gonna say it doesn't work. What if I'd have said it didn't work?
Come on.
I knew it worked because authority works like this. When he says it's done.
Yes.
The fact that he would call a child out meant it's done.
Yes.
No, 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 no. It was already done.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes.
See, that's these gifts in operation.
Yes.
You listening to me? Well, Saturday morning, the child gets up to go to the doctor, and he comes out and say, Mama, we don't got to go.
We don't
got to go. I know we ain't trying to get English language up here. We don't got to go. You understand what that means? We not going.
That's
she, he said, look at my skin. It's all dried up. You want to know where he at now? He in LSU in Baton Rouge. He is an honor student. Hello. He wearing his shorts. His muscles out. Y'all kind of quiet up in here. That's how these gifts work.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Hurry up here, man. We got too much to cover for all this stuff. Hold up. Look, bro, we got too much to get off this exam. Hold up here. Okay. Now, all right. Y'all got that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. The word of God through the mouths of the prophets become multiplied and begins to grow within the hearers of the what? Within, I'm sorry, the hearts of the believers. Okay, the gift of prophecy. This is the resident gift within the believers who are filled with what? The Holy Spirit. Notice the distinction. One level the Spirit comes upon. The second level is what? You're filled with the Spirit. He's within. On the first level, you can only prophesy if he comes upon. In the second level, then all you have to do is stir up the gift. Every single one of you who are filled with the Spirit here in the class, online, you can prophesy. We made prophesying like it's some, you know, you got, you ain't no guru.
Come on.
It belonged to you.
Yes, Lord.
Moses said, I would that all of God's people were prophets.
Yeah.
Meaning, I would that all of y'all prophesy. Paul said, you pray in tongues, but I rather that you prophesy. Watch this. Paul said, you pray in tongues, but I as an apostle pray in tongues than more than all of you.
Yes.
But I'd rather come to you and speak words you can understand than to be speaking in tongues. Now, y'all know we have people just go off in tongues, just go off in tongues, but they can never offer you anything.
Yes.
Why? Because of a lack of training. You don't only want to be going off in tongues. You want to ask God, let me in on what you're trying to say to me and this church. Okay, now, y'all got it? The resident gift of prophecy is one of the supernatural manifestations of the Holy Spirit through the believer. The one who possesses this gift only needs to stir up his spirit or let his spirit be stirred up before he can begin to prophesy. Y'all got it? He's not dependent upon what? external atmosphere or a what? Conducive environment to prophesy. Huh? Though these things greatly help. Now, y'all know when, that's why I like to train musicians. I wish I can get them and just train them. You know, they have a lot to do with the prophetic flow.
Yes, they do.
If they know what they're doing, they can get you in there.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, it ain't about them. You got to learn how to minister to him.
Right.
But see, y'all know why the enemy don't want the prophetic flow in the church? Because there's nothing like when the word of the Lord comes to a prophet for you telling you something. When God speaks to a prophet to say something to you, if he a real man of God, when he speaks it to you, it's already done from the time he said it. You don't have to try to do nothing to bring it to pass. It's already done. God's fulfillment of his word is when he speak it. All right. Y'all got it? So when you have the resident gift, you're not dependent upon the atmosphere or external things in order to cause you to prophesy. You go internal. All right. It even talks about even when the service is not high. You know, those of you who get trained, you can see there's you ever been in a service you knew there was a hindrance?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on now. Yes. Y'all won't act like you ain't never been in a service. You say, oh, hell, what's going on? The devil in here?
Right.
Where the devil at?
Yes.
You don't know. Somebody need a bad biscuit today. I mean, God, dog, at the atmosphere feel like it's got concrete up there. You bet. Bam, Jesus, you up there. And you know what some people do? Just allow it. No, no, no. You have heaven in here.
Yes.
Quit looking for heaven to come down. Not heaven come down. What about heaven come out?
Yes.
Yes.
You understand my language. So even in a heavy service, those of you who are in that heavy service, don't be sitting there taking it. Start praying in the spirit. Start praying in the spirit. You don't have to pray out loud. Start praying on the inside. Satan, I stand against you. I take authority over you. You ain't stopping this flow. See, I refuse to let the atmosphere stay like that. So sometimes you have to stir it up. Now, y'all ready for this? The wrong song can kill atmosphere.
Yes. Yes.
Might be your favorite worship song.
Yes.
Y'all know the last service you had where it was high,
right.
Then they come back Wednesday with the same song,
yes,
and it don't work?
Right.
Don't work.
Right. Not for this time.
Yes, why is that? Because you trying to, you know, mimic something.
Yes,
see, even when you're in the praise leaders and different things, you got it. God, what you want to do in this service today?
Yes, yes.
That's why you need musicians who know how to flow.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you might have 10 songs and change the whole list.
Right.
Let me hurry up here. Oh, Lord, help the pastor. All right. Now, you got the ministry of the prophet. How much time I'm working with here, son? Okay, 12 minutes. Thank you. Okay. The ministry of the prophet.
Yes.
The prophetic ministry, we say, is not an office, but it's rather a what? It's a ministry, because an office comes by appointment. Uh-huh. Whereas ministry comes through what? A calling of God. All right. So that's the difference. A office is an appointment. You have elders and deacons. They were appointed by men. They saved, but they were appointed by men. And ministry offices, listen to me. No school can qualify you.
That's right.
Only God can.
That's it.
Only God can. I wouldn't want to be a preacher. I wouldn't even do what I'm doing today if God hadn't called me. Listen, I know his voice.
Hey.
I know the day. I can tell you the exact day he spoke to me. I can tell you from that day to this day, my life has never been the same, because I heard that voice with such clarity. And watch this. From the time he spoke, you don't need no license to preach. Not if God told you.
That's it.
Once he told me, it was on. They put me up to teach, it was gone. All the teach was out. I mean, it was like fire hit me. I'm like, Lord, what in the world? But who God calls, he equips.
Yes.
It's one thing to call yourself a preacher, but the proof is in the eating of the pudding.
Yes, yes.
And there are various levels and degrees of anointing. That's why I know Apostle Thompson is ahead of his generation.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Let's go. Cause see, he stood in office of a prophet and apostle. He's standing all of them. Y'all get mad if you want to. He's been through the ranks, been around a while. All right. So the prophetic ministry is not an office. We said that. There are two. We talked about the elders and the deacons. Just kind of move so we can get through some things. All right. That talks about the two offices that were appointed by men. The fivefold ministry, if you can find it. The fivefold ministry, on the other hand, is God's what? Called, anointed, anointed and what? Approved. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, first of all, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, watch what Peter say, ye men of Israel, ye men of Jerusalem, hear these words, Jesus Christ, a man approved of God among you by signs, by wonders, and by miracles. You understand? When God wants to show you forth, he got some stuff go with you.
Amen.
When God told Joshua, you taking over for Moses, he said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Isn't that right? What did God give Moses to go to Pharaoh with? He said, I got some signs to let Pharaoh know you ain't regular. Y'all ready for this? These gifts, these callings we have is to let people know. No, everybody in the body of Christ is not an ambassador. Get a revelation. They lied to you. They didn't tell you right. Don't get mad at us. We got to tell you the truth. That when the Bible says, see, everybody in the body of Christ is not an ambassador. These gifts that he gave to the church are ambassadoric gifts. I know the word ambassadoric is not a word, but I just made it up. You know, so ambassadorically, I'm telling you, there are five ministry gifts that are ambassadors. And when you study it out, Paul said, we came and gave you this information. That's why we have a bunch of believers going around here thinking they can do a bunch of stuff. Watch this. They're not even authorized to do.
Yes, come on.
An ambassador is a diplomat. It's a government official. It represents the government, and the government got the power to back it up. If you see, now people don't like this. President Barack Obama is your president if you polka dot. Even if you didn't vote for him. And when he sends you forth, you are going out, watch this, under his authority,
that's right,
and in his name.
That's yes. Right. Come on. Yes.
So these ambassadors, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, but in Ephesians 4, he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers. Those are the ambassadors.
Yes. Right. Hallelujah.
Those are the ones responsible for training the church.
Yes.
And if you don't recognize that the office of the apostle is first in time, first in order, first in rank, and all of the other ministry gifts that Jesus gave to the church must be connected to the apostle, you're not going nowhere. The church has been functioning on two gears.
Come on.
Teachers and pastors. Now I know y'all call yourself an evangelist. Hold up. Evangelist who? Because let me tell you something, evangelists are not just people who can proclaim the word, preach. When the Bible speaks, all right, so I don't get in no trouble here. Gotta check the time. Now listen. See, we're talking about these are mantles. Now, Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices, or the ministry gifts. He was stood in all five. So you need to know that. So the pattern, the what?
Pattern.
Of how they should function comes from Jesus, not what man says.
Right.
All right. So first of all, Jesus stood in the office of an apostle. He is the chief apostle.
Yes, he is.
Well, y'all get mad what you want. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:20, and he, you know, that the church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief. Hello, somebody. Not just the cornerstone, he's the chief apostle. He's the chief prophet. Hello. If it's built upon the foundation, he got to be the chief of the apostle and the prophet. All right? Jesus was one man. Last I checked, and I'm a math major, I like numbers. Last I checked, one is equal to 5/5.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go, 505. Yeah, that's it. So watch what I'm saying. Jesus, standing in all fivefold ministry giftings, Huh? When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He gave some to be apostles, 1/5. He gave some to be prophets, 2/5. He gave some to be evangelists, 3/5. He gave some to be pastors, 4/5. And he gave some to be teachers, 5/5. Last I checked, all 5 of those represent Jesus. And he fixed it so we can't be tripping on our own. We can't become Jesus until the 5 become 1. You can't be Jesus with 1/5. You can't be Jesus with 2/5. You can't be Jesus with 3/5, nor 4/5. You got to have all 5 functioning, watch this, as 1. And that's where the church has missed it. If the men of God in this city knew who Apostle Thompson was, see, you got to recognize the gift. Then you got to gravitate to the gift. You got to respond to the gift. You ready this? You got to honor the gift.
That's right.
If you connect properly and honor properly, then whatever God has for you, that's is going to come through the opening.
That's right. Yes.
That's right.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm going to give you this information because time. All right, so run it out. Now. You need to know this from the Bible, not because somebody preached it to you. I'm the kind of person, I believe you ought to search the scripture. Don't just be saying stuff. Okay, so Jesus and, come on, hurry up real quick, go through this real quick. He's the chief apostle of the church. Hebrews 3:1-6, you read it. Hebrews 3, consider the apostle. It's in there. Of your confession. He's the apostle. Read it. Hebrews 3:1. What did it say? Real quick.
Wherefore, holy brethren.
Wherefore, holy brethren.
Partakers of the heavenly calling.
Partakers of the heavenly calling.
Consider the apostle and high priest.
Consider the who?
Apostle
and what?
High priest.
Of what?
Of our profession.
All right, there you go. He stood as an apostle. You got that?
Yes,
I say you got that.
Yes,
well, you can't give some if you ain't none. You can't impart what you don't got. I know that's not proper English. My mama taught me better, but I'm here. Okay. He stood in the office of a prophet. In Deuteronomy 18:15, 18:18, and in Acts 3:22, Moses told the people, a prophet like unto me, God gonna raise up. That's the one you listen to. So now you know he stood in the office of a prophet. Come on now. Come on, you know, you know all through the Bible they say he was a prophet.
Amen.
Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Isaiah. Some say you're Elias. All right? Or one of the prophets. You got it? That's all the proof. He stood in the office of an evangelist. Luke 4:18, John 2:23, Acts 8:1, Acts 21:8. Now you need to understand that the Bible never say Jesus is an evangelist. But watch this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Well, that's just one aspect. Because now, not only you're anointed to preach, you're anointed to heal. Philip, when he went down to the city of Samaria, he preached Christ to them. Why? But the people didn't give heed because he preached. They gave heed because he preached and they saw signs, wonders, and miracles following. So in Acts 21:8, it says Philip the evangelist. You make the connection. Go back and listen to the tape. You'll get it. He stood in the office of a pastor because he was considered to be the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus said, I am the shepherd of the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. I give my life for the sheep. Shepherds were always considered what? Pastoral, caring gifts. So he stood up there. Y'all got it? That's St. John 10:1-11, Matthew 9:35-36. And finally, he stood in the office of a teacher. He stood in, and Jesus had a teaching ministry. He just didn't preach. He taught in parables so people can understand. So there it is. He stood in all 5-fold ministry offices. So when he ascended up on high, led captivity captive, he had the right to give gifts unto men because the same Holy Spirit who anointed him to stand in all 5-fold ministry offices anoint us to stand in these today. And that's it.